Welcome to a walk with the dog. I'm out walking around the estate where I live with a little short-legged fluffy thing called a Cotton de Tulier, a little puppy of about 16 weeks old, and I'm taking it for a walk. I must say that if I didn't have a dog, I wouldn't be actually out walking right now. I'd probably be writing something or doing some work at home. Hi. There's one of my neighbours. Hello.
Hiya.
Nice to see you. Are you off to work?
No, I'm off here.
So that's it. Yeah, he's one of my neighbours there. But I don't suppose I'd be out walking if it wasn't for the dog. So that's one great benefit of having a dog. He'll take you out. And this morning I had to get up very early with this to take this dog out. I got a taxi across the city in Cork and took him to puppy socialisation classes. And I learned a few things there. I learned a few things I have to do. And let me just tell you some key points that I was given this morning that I have to do. I have to introduce the dog, number one, to more people. The dog is a little bit nervous of people, so I have to get him over that as early a stage as possible. So I'm actually hoping that I'm going to run into one of my neighbours who will say, oh, do you want to come into the house and have a cup of tea? And I'll say, oh yeah, but can I bring the dog? Because apparently the more people that the dog gets used to, the better. So that's it. The puppy socialisation woman said, number two, I have to take the dog to the vet and sit in the vet with the dog, even though a dog doesn't need any treatment. In other words, the dog has to get used to going to the vet and not associate it with being a place that you go to when things go wrong. I thought this was a very clever idea, which I certainly didn't have myself, that you take the dog to the vet when the dog doesn't have to go to the vet. On top of that, she encouraged me to basically mess with the dog's ears, play with them, given that the dog, if there is something wrong with the dog, one of the things the vet will want to do is examine its ears, and the more comfortable the dog is with having its ears examined, the better. The same goes for its paws, so I'm encouraged to kind of go rooting in its paws when there isn't something stuck in there, so that there'd be no trouble when something was there and the paws had to be examined. Same with the eyes. I was even encouraged to wash the dog's eyes when there was no need to have it washed, on the grounds that that's what would have to happen if there was something wrong. This whole new way of thinking, really, or different way of thinking for me, is quite a revelation. So I'm out here just kind of hoping that there'll be an accidental encounter with somebody. Because I live on an estate with about 80 houses in it, and it's off the main road. The main road is pretty busy with lots of cars, and there's very little chance of coming across a pedestrian out there on the main road. But there is a reasonable chance, as I walk along here, that I'll run into somebody. It's autumn, it's fall. The leaves really are coming off the trees here. We had quite a lot of wind in the last couple of days. I'm worried about Cork City. Yeah, I'm worried about Cork City because we had massive flooding last year. Not just in the city, but also in Bandon and other places as well. And I have the impression not a lot has been done during the year, because the tide has been terribly high, and I wonder, has anybody been building up walls along the banks of the river to protect us from water spilling over again this year? I lost my water for 10 days last year during the winter, and that wasn't a bit funny. So yeah, oh, here comes a man and a young boy on a bicycle walking along too. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know them, but so I just said hello to them passing, you know. Irish people say hello to each other when they pass each other. I remember one day being on a deserted beach in North Cyprus many years ago, nobody for miles, and I saw this couple coming in this facing me. So we kind of saw each other from at least half a mile away, and as we got closer and closer and closer, all we ended up doing was nodding to each other. And I thought this was very bizarre, and I knew immediately they weren't Irish. Oh, we've got two dogs here. I'm going to take my dog to go and say hello to them, even though these two other dogs are behind a... They're very yappy, aren't they? Hey! These are Bichon Frise, I would say. The dog has completely jumped up in the air. I'm safe. These are on the other side of a gate. Okay, Rocky, I think we won't talk any more to them. We'll let them yap away and we'll carry on. Yes, I don't yet know what the correct thing to do in that situation was, whether to bring the dog towards the other dogs or to steer well clear. I don't know. What else did I find out this morning? I found out that you basically don't reinforce any behavior that you don't want the dog to do again. So if the dog does something like get excited coming in the door of the house, you don't let it in the door of the house. You close the door of the house and you wait outside. And every time you open the door, if the dog gets excited and rushes in or tries to rush in, you close the door, and eventually the dog gets the message that if it gets excited, it's not going to get in the door. And that stops the dog getting excited. Okay, look, there must be some other things I've learned, but the main thing is I'm getting this fresh air. Clouds may be completely overhead, not a trace of blue anywhere. The light is pretty awful for taking photographs. There'd be no point in trying to get much out of this. There's so much moisture and dullness in the air. But on the other hand, it is a pleasant way to spend the early part of a Sunday afternoon in the autumn. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a pleasant way to spend a Sunday afternoon. And I hope you find a pleasant way to spend your Sunday afternoon. Cheerio from Paul O'Mahony and Rocky the dog. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.